one possibility is that politics in Samoa, like almost every other country on earth, is really quite partisan, not party partisan in the sense that politics in Australia is, but people, voters, community leaders often have very strong affiliations with individual politicians, very strong ties to them. And so whenever politics is partisan in that sense or in any other sense, you often find that people who feel like their candidates have been hurt by the revelations become particularly het up about a matter. So you can think of numerous analogues here in Australia, I guess. But I suspect in this particular instance in Samoa, to some degree, some of the outrage may simply be partisan politics.
It's not actually a great deal of money in real terms. We broke it down and used some statistics here and converted it into US currency. Samoa's head of state gets $82,000 US. The prime minister, $78,000. In real terms, that's not that much internationally speaking, is it?
No, and as I think you said to me before, even compared to the size of Samoa's economy, it's not a particularly high figure. Quite possibly what's going on there, and quite possibly what is the source of some of the angst, is that whenever absolute figures are bandied about, they often seem bigger than they really are, vis-a-vis the size of an economy or vis-a-vis the size of the government's budget. So a good example here in Australia is the aid budget. When you tell people that Australia spends $4 billion a year on aid, often you'll find people coming back to you and saying that that's an awful amount of money, why are we spending so much money overseas? Whereas in reality, that's less than 1% of federal spending. So once you have the denominator in mind, and once you put things in proportion using the denominator, figures often change quite a lot. And I wonder if anyone has actually thought to do that in Samoa yet.
Well, we had a look at at Samoa's gross national income per capita and used that as a baseline and then compared the salaries to that. And it turns out that the head of state gets 14 times the per capita GNI and the prime minister also 14 times that. But that doesn't seem to be wildly out of sync with other countries, even the developed ones. In New Zealand, for example, the prime minister makes 10 times the GNI, the opposition leader 6 times, and the governor-general, the equivalent of head of state, 7 times. So Samoa's not that far out of kilter with the rest of the world.
Yeah, and while it's not for me to sort of comment on individual political decisions in Samoa, more broadly speaking, you can understand the rationale for paying senior political figures a reasonable salary, because if senior political figures are having to eke and scrape to get by, then they may become much more susceptible to corruption in issues such as that. So, well, on one hand, no one would like to see politicians paid that much more than their compatriots. On the other hand, to an extent, you do have to remunerate them in a manner that's most likely to lead to good governance in a country.
You can see how many people in Samoa would look at that and describe that as, oh, all that money, because their gross national income per capita is about $5,560 US. New Zealand, I think, is $30,750, and Australia's is $42,000. So comparatively speaking, people would look at this and say, gosh, they make so much more money than I do, and become a bit jealous.
Yeah, although once again, as you've just given us the comparisons for the salaries of New Zealand politicians vis-a-vis GNI or Australian politicians, as you're saying, Samoa is not that out of line with other countries. I guess, once again, it's not for me really to tell the average Samoan what to think about these matters, but it is certainly worth putting things in perspective.
Do people want contradictory things from their politicians? They want them to dress well and present the country well and you know, not be tempted by corruption, but they also want them to be frugal and live in the village and be one of the people. You can't have all these things at once, can you?
No, and once again, that's true of voters and politicians here in Australia or in New Zealand or any other country, right? I guess we inevitably want so many different things from our politicians. At some point in time, some of those things are going to be at odds with each other.